Case number 11,200, Danny L. Willie, north of Route 24, John J. Williams Highway, 735 feet northeast of Road 297, Mount Joy Road, and Oak Orchard Road intersection. Tax map ID number 234, map 29, parcel 263.07, a special use exception to place a tent as a temporary facility for seasonal use over a five-year period.
Good evening, sir. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Be sworn in, please.
Good evening. You state your name and address for the record.
My name is Danny Willie, 5797 Noble Road, Fettlesburg, Maryland.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, sir.
What I'm looking for is a variance on a tent location. It's called Flower Tent. It's a franchise out of Pennsylvania. I purchased one. I have a location in the city of Seaford at the present time, looking for the second location. What it is a yellow and white tent that you put up. It has a complete interior where you it stocks all flowers. It's a 30 by 60. So the entire thing is all a franchise. So it's every one of the same. There's 98 locations at this point.
Do you want it, you've got it for seasonal use for over a five-year period?
That is correct. They asked me if I want to do five-year and just so I wouldn't have to come back. That's what they told me. I'm not familiar with this process, so that's the reason why we did it.
Why wouldn't you put something permanent up there?
The franchise itself is not a permanent facility.
Okay.
What it is, it's all done the same. There's 90-some available out in Pennsylvania area, New York, and there. And it's all done by tent, and it's seasonal.
You take the tent down when you get done?
Yes, sir.
So how long would it be up?
The tent actually would go up the week before Easter. Next year, Easter is in April versus March of this year. So you're looking from April to June the 15th, thereabouts, and then back until after June the 15th, your June 30th through about September the 20th. So somewhere between April the 20th and September the 20th. And that is seasonal, so it wouldn't be up after that.
You said it's 30 by 60?
Yes, sir.
Do you have lights and stuff in it?
No, it does not require lights. The only thing it does require water, obviously, because it is a facility full of flowers.
But people won't be going in and out of it?
No. No. They'll be going in and out during daylight hours. Generally, it's run from 10 a.m. until dusk.
How long have you had this other franchise? Where
this is the first year that I had the franchise in the city of Seaford. I got a little out of whack with the permitting because I didn't realize what you had to go through. First time with some type of situation like this.
So you just had it in operation since Easter of this year?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Willie, the question before the board is, will the requested use have a... what we need to be convinced is that it will not have a substantially adverse effect on the uses of neighboring adjacent property. So maybe you can address that.
I did bring a computer with me to show you pictures. Obviously, at this point, I can't get it to pull up. I do have them on my phone. If you would allow, take a look at that. The location in Seaford is set up identical. They're all set up identical throughout because it is a franchise. It is a white and yellow tent. Virtually has clear plastic sides that you utilize. Evens. Much as theft, as much as bad weather in your Easter time. The interior package is a complete pipe system with racking, all the flowers, everything is hung or on shelving.
Okay.
Would you take a look at?
Well, I guess the question needs to be answered is what effect, if any, will it have on neighboring and adjacent properties?
Absolutely none. It's absolutely none.
Are you close to anybody?
In Seaford or at this location?
At this location.
At this location, right next door, there was a new business that went in, something on pets. There's a utility storage. I'm in front of that. Alongside, it looks like there's a three-bay little shop there, and I believe it's got one occupant at the present time, and it's something to do with pets. I'm not sure.
So you don't have a store there, too? This is just...
No,
this would be your store right
the
there.
The tent is the store location. In the center of it, it has a L-shaped counter where you do all your write-up and all your cash register and everything is right there.
Right there. Okay.
Yes.
So when they pull in there, they pull off the highway, right?
They pull off the highway into the parking lot.
And you're set back how far?
My understanding it was 60 foot.
That's it. Okay. That's the number I wanted to hear you say. Okay, and you'll have adequate parking around in 60.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
once you pull into the facility to your left, there's an entire blacktop area there.
Okay. Thank you.
And then once through May, then would turn into vegetables through June. The second 2 months is of vegetables. So it would be flowers the first couple months, then vegetables the second, and then we'd be done. We won't do Christmas trees. Or anything of that nature.
Are there any further questions from members of the board?
Yes. Are you familiar with the sign requirements and limitations?
No, I'm not. There's no exterior signs except for a 18 by 64 inch flower tent sign that goes on the outside. So it's this tall and it hangs from the tent itself and it's 64 inches long. If that doesn't work, we could do something different.
Okay. I guess the only concern that the board might have is that sometimes with similar types of applications, we tend to see little signs popping up all around.
They won't be up and down the road and all.
Okay.
You can't. It's a franchise.
Right. Okay. Fair enough.
I brought a book that has the signage in there if you'd like to take a look at it as well.
Okay. Would you back up there? Something I can learn. You said the franchise won't allow you to do that?
No.
Oh, is that right?
No, they have only their signage, flower tent with the register mark on it, has to hang in a separate a certain location on the tent even.
Okay.
So on the left-hand side.
So that everywhere you go, it looks the same.
Looks the same.
Yes. Yep, they're all identical, interior, exterior, color, everything's the same. Shelving.
I'll put that upstairs as long as I live.
Lived or live?
I'm going to live. You can be around a
while. At 80 years old, got to be careful.
You're young. Okay, any further questions from members of the board?
No.
Okay. Hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? One, two, three. Okay, would you like to come up front? Yeah. Sure, you can just sit down right up front if you want.
Mr. Chairman, you're
going to be sworn in.
Sure.
Again, all those that are in opposition would like to speak, I'd like for you to come up at this time to be sworn in. Again, all those that are in opposition.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
It's Father Bob Burke, and my address is 202 Edwards Street, right here in Georgetown, 19947.
If you can wait right here.
Sure.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Peg Arnold. My address is 23327 Zor Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
Okay. If you can wait right here as well.
You're Blakely, 32035 Oak Orchard Road, Millsboro.
Do all three of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Hearing Mr. Wiley's, Mr. Chairman, board members, hearing Mr. Wiley's talk about it not being a problem, especially around Easter time, we have I'm the pastor of the church down there, which is the building, or which is the big piece of property right on Mount Joy Road. At Easter time, at our 11 o'clock Mass, we have about 1,100 people. As a matter of fact, we have to now order or ask for a police to allow that traffic to go through. But as you know also, I think it was Mr. Mills who asked the question about traffic and parking. I'm not sure that there's going to be enough parking there. First of all, we think that the tent would be unsightly. The other reason was, you know, when we're looking at traffic, there would have to be some, if that place, the tent, is selling flowers or produce, it would have to fill up that little parking lot that's there. There's really not that much parking. And when you think about where they're going to park, they're going to wind up parking on Route 24, which is already congested in the summertime. Terrible congestion there. We're concerned also about people making U-turns once they pass the tent to come back, because we've seen them do that right on the American Legion side of the road. So that's the other concern that we have, people making U-turns right there, with our church being there also. And I would also suggest that I think a five-year period of time, if you choose to allow this to happen, I think it's a little extensive. When we talked with our trustees, nobody knows for sure how that's going to work, especially on Route 24. This is the first year we have to get a policeman because of the traffic that's coming out from our church. So should you grant him the favor of giving him that variance and allowing the tent to go up? We think that it should only be for a specific period of time to take a look at it and see what happens and ask for him to come back again next year.
That's a Catholic church there, is that correct?
That's correct, sir.
All right, Father, what your 68, is that your parcel? Oak Orchard Road and the intersection?
That's right.
That's where you are?
Right.
And he's up that...
right next door to us.
Doesn't show that here.
We're on Mountjoy Road.
On the 12-acre parcel?
On the 12-acre parcel.
Okay.
That's correct. I'm sorry.
Parcel. Okay.
We have that 12-acre parcel there, and we have a large parking lot, mm-hmm. and we can hardly accommodate the parking. They even have to park on our grass up on the top of the road there, especially during the months of Easter and around the Easter holidays. And then with summertime coming, we have like a strawberry festival that's coming up at the end of this month. We get a lot of traffic that comes in and out of there, so that's our concern.
So you would have no objection, I think I heard you say this, Father, is you would have no objection if we put a like a time limit, like a 2-year, try it out, or 1 year, or some kind of, you don't, you object to the 5-year?
I would object to the 5-year time frame, because we're not sure how that's going to work.
Okay.
You know, at least that's what we believe. Peg, do you have anything else?
No, that's true, Father. That is our large concern is the congestion of traffic, the safety issues of people pulling off the highway, trying to cross the highway, and we're so congested when it comes to leaving, coming and going from our one parking lot. I think it's going to be a safety issue, traffic-wise.
How do those concerns differ with this particular request versus its zone commercial? So how would that differ with if somebody put a commercial building in there to for retail?
No one. I don't know if they would have to ask for a variance at that time or if they would have to ask for some way. But we don't believe that there's enough parking in there, especially if you're going to put the tent in there also. You know, there's not. If you look at the the front footage on the road there, and I think Mr. Wiley said that the tent was
30 by 60.
30
right.
by 60, and it's a 5-acre parcel.
Yeah, but look at how long it is. You look at where the 5 acres goes.
Yeah, and it's 200 feet wide on the frontage.
Okay.
Well, are you aware, Father, that is zone commercial, and they can put anything in there that is within the commercial requirements?
I was not.
They can put anything in there.
Yeah.
Okay. They could put a retail business.
Sure.
Well, what happens if it becomes a safety issue then? Or
That would be have to take up with the state.
I got you.
That's out of our
jurisdiction. Yeah,
are you just worried about Sundays?
That's basically our biggest problem, Sunday, and we have masses on Wednesdays and Fridays there too. But we have religious education. Our religious education coordinator is here. She has classes, not so much in the summertime, but there are special classes that go on for religious education at that time. So
our Saturday evening masses is an issue, the time that we have.
Right. Both the Saturday evening mass at 4 o'clock and also the Sunday morning mass is a problem for us, which we are trying to rectify with the state patrolman managing the light. But I was not aware that it was zoned commercial. So.
How long has the church been on that property?
We're celebrating 25 years this year.
Okay.
You want to buy a ticket?
Leave that to a priest.
Always looking for money.
Always selling.
Okay. What's that property been used for?
What's that?
The one that's the subject of this application.
It was the Chime Center before, and then it, I guess there's a ministry's sign on it now, and there's a couple of other things that it has been used for, so I'm not really aware of. I know Chime said that it wasn't big enough for them, and it wasn't big enough for us to try to rent to expand our classroom situation. So I'm really not sure how it's been used in the past over the last 25 years.
Is there a structure on there right now?
There is. There is. There is a permanent structure there.
So the last 25 years, DelDOT has approved the access to 24.
Yes.
In other words, there's no issue there. And that's what you were concerned with, is the issue of traffic.
Right. Traffic and safety are our biggest issues.
Do you have a problem with the other store there when it was
open? No, because they were not. The Chimes didn't operate too much on the weekends. You know, so we hardly heard or saw them, and that made it easy for us.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I got a couple questions for the applicant.
Already? Okay. Now, Mr. Chair.
The opposition has indicated there's a structure on site right now. Is that going to be removed, or is that going to stay?
No, that structure is permanent. We'll be in the grass area facing the facility to the right.
What are you going to use the structure for?
I will not use the structure. Tent location only.
Okay. What about restrooms? Is there any restrooms in this tent?
No.
Do you have employees?
One, my son.
Is he going to use a porta potty, or is there a restroom in the structure?
Porta potty.
Will that be inside the tent or out?
Outside.
How many parking spaces do you anticipate will be on the site after the tent is put on?
The recommended franchise, they say you're going to have no more than 6 customers at any given time. So I'd like to think it would create a traffic problem just for business, but I don't feel it'd be a traffic problem on my part at all.
So the recommendation for the franchise is you have at least 6 spaces?
That is correct.
For customers as well as employees, or just customers?
Just customers. And there's one employee that runs the tent.
Okay. How many spaces? Have you plotted it out?
I've not plotted it out. If I visualize it, I would say there's at least 16 spots there. I could be wrong on that because I'm estimating at this point.
I have nothing further, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Thank you.
What are you aware of anybody occupying the building now?
I know there's one person in the facility at the present time. That's all I know.
Is that a business that's being run there?
Yes, it's a pet store.
Okay. And would it conflict with your hours or anything?
Absolutely not. We're actually on the grass facility on the opposite side.
What is your hours?
10 till dusk.
Every day, 7 days a week?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. You're hearing no other opposition. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 11,200 under advisement.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills, and a second by Mr. Hudson, that we take case number 11,100.
200.
I mean, 11,200 under advisement. All those in favor? Mr. Corbin?
Aye.
Mr. Ricker?
Aye.
And Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And Mr. Callaway, aye. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,200 is taken under advisement. What that means, sir, that maybe a decision made later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
That'd be fine. Thank you.
Okay.